Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. This week, we'll be talking about some special programs and promotions that Sprint has available to people who are visually impaired. And some of these you may not have heard about before, so this might be interesting and useful.
We'll speak with Kelly Egan, who is herself visually impaired and is the Customer Relations Manager for Accessibility at Sprint, about these offerings and how you can take advantage of them and how you can learn more about them. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from Kelly Egan. It might at first seem counterintuitive, but if you think about her question, you might come up with some nice insights.
Ask yourself, what do you like about being blind every morning?
And what a simple question that seems to be. But if you really think a little bit about the answer, being blind isn't always all bad. There are many positive aspects. And we've talked about that in previous shows, where people have talked about you have some better organizational skills, some better listening skills. You have to be creative about finding solutions for dealing with things in your daily life. And these are all positive attributes that you can use in other places in your life.
And in particular, in last week's episode, during which we spoke with Kelly about her transition to blindness, she discussed some very interesting answers she's gotten from other blind people when she's posed it at workshops.
And if you'd like to discuss some of these issues with other listeners of the show, I would encourage people to join our listener discussion list. And you can do that by sending an email to EOS_discuss+subscribe@googlegroups.com. So it's EOS_discuss+subscribe@googlegroups.com. And if you send an email to that email address, you'll be subscribed to our discussion list, and you can post your own thoughts to the list, share them with others, and see what other people think. Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
Aira, an app that remotely connects people who are blind or have low vision to trained agents for access to visual information. Details are available at 1-800-835-1934.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, success, success,
success, success. Let's start by meeting Kelly.
Hi, this is Kelly Egan. I am a customer relations manager for Sprint, and my area of focus at Sprint is blind and low vision outreach. So I work in and I'm creating a program to do outreach to the blind community to help them with telecommunications as it relates to wireless devices. I live in San Diego, California, and have worked for Sprint for about 4 years. I am very low vision myself and travel around the country with my iPhone and my guide dog.
And I understand a lot of your team has some visual limitation also.
Yes, all of my team does. I have 5 contractors that work for me throughout the country, and they exhibit at shows and meet with print stores and train them. And they also go to various blind and low vision events. And they're all either totally blind or partially blind. And they keep very busy out there.
And if you want to learn more about Kelly's personal story of adapting successfully to vision loss, listen to last week's episode, which was number 1933. Eyes on Success is made possible in part by our corporate partners. Underwriting pairs the impact of targeted marketing with the integrity of community goodwill.
Learn more by sending an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is Sprint's special promotions and plans for people with vision loss.
So last week we talked with you about your transition to losing your vision and how that happened at a later age. But this week, we want to talk to you about what Sprint does in terms of accessibility and your team. Can you tell us what the overall mission of your team is and what your role is within Sprint?
Sure. My role within Sprint is called a customer relations manager focused on blind and low vision outreach. So what my job at Sprint is to attend exhibits, attend events, create and build a program within Sprint that provides outreach and accessibility to the blind and low vision community.
We pre-record these interviews, so by the time this show airs, some of your upcoming events may have happened already, but can you give us some examples of where you'll be this summer representing Sprint?
Yes, thank you. We will be at NFB in Las Vegas, July 7th through 11th-ish. We will be at ACB in Rochester, New York, July 5th through 10th-ish. We'll be at the Beep Ball tournament. And that is in August. I don't have the exact dates, but that'll be the first time we've been at Beep Ball. It's their Olympics of Beep Ball, basically. And we're really looking forward to participating in that because we did the American Association of Bowling and had a great event there. And so we're just trying to reach out to different parts of the community. If they're not part of a NFB or an ACB or something like that, we're trying to get into other areas within the blind and low vision community to make sure we're doing enough outreach.
Those Beep Ball conferences can be quite fun. We actually attended one in Rochester several years ago. And it is really nice that Sprint does these outreach events at many of the blindness conventions and various blindness activities. How long have you been doing this?
I have built that program over the last 4 years, and it's really wonderful. We focus entirely on wireless services. So your iPhones, your iPads, your Androids and plans and so forth. So my number one objective is to support the blind community in a way that they feel well taken care of and bring more blind and low vision people into the Sprint family.
What types of services are we talking about?
We have certain things that are, you know, designed to support the blind community. We have a customer care number for people with disabilities so that when you, you know, are a customer and you're having issues, whether it be with your bill or your phone or your plan or anything it, there might be, or you're struggling with your iPhone or Android device or whatever it might be, there's a specific 800 number that you can call that's designed and they know how to help you because they work with people with disabilities. So that, I think, is a huge offering.
Oh, that's great. More and more companies seem to be doing that these days, having a separate channel through which people with disabilities can reach them. Because generally, these companies, they're huge companies, you just don't call up Microsoft or Sprint in general, right?
Exactly. And it can be very frustrating, as you know, when you're trying to resolve a problem, particularly with, you know, your iPhone or your plan or your whatever it might be. You know, it's never a pleasant call.
Yes.
So we try and make it a better experience that way.
What other services do you offer?
We also have discounts on our plans for the blind and low vision community, which is great. You know, we have all sorts of unlimited plans. We also have a plan specifically for blind and low vision people, but all of our plans, you know, have some sort of discount and are affordable, I would say. Our devices are going to be the iPhones and the Androids and flip phones, et cetera, you know, depending on at what stage someone is in their use of technology and where they'd like to go. All of my team are blind people. So we're all blind people helping blind people, you know, at various levels of blindness. And I think that, you know, makes us unique too, in that we're able to understand the challenges and also the features and benefits of the various devices that they may choose to use. So that's really what we're doing here at Sprint.
When I think of Sprint, I think of mobile phones and, of course, tablets. I assume Sprint has a much broader line of products and services. What does Sprint do?
Well, Sprint does all sorts of other things, but as far as the blind and low vision community, it's primarily wireless stuff. You know, they have a business service and a wireline business and internet business and so on and so forth. But relative to the focus on the blind community specifically, it's wireless devices and accessories. You know, when I go to shows and exhibit, I sell more speakers than anything. The blind community loves speakers. So we have some beautiful Harman Kardon speakers and, you know, Bose speakers and this and that. And, you know, it seems to be something that everybody's in the market for when we're at those events. And that's kind of fun.
Wow, that's interesting. I wouldn't think of buying a speaker from Sprint. Would do people use these in conjunction with their wireless devices or what?
No, they just like speakers. I wouldn't have figured it out either. You know, now I've started telling my retail stores. So I bring the retail stores to these events. So the concept being Sprint will bring the store to you, you know, rather than having to go get out and get to a store. So I tell my stores when they're coming to an event, bring lots of speakers because I'm telling you, you're going to sell them. So it's kind of, we always laugh about it. I don't know that people love their sound.
Who would have thought? It's interesting. So you also talked about a number of devices, iPhones, iPads, Android devices, etc. Do you help recommend the appropriate device for particular individuals?
Not really. Most people, I've got to say, most people already have a device that they like. And so it's often, you know, going to be an upgrade or a transition to an iPhone from a flip phone or to an Android. You know, what I would say is that at least 80% of the blind population that we come across are iPhone users. So the consistency of iPhones from one generation to the next I think makes it a very good choice for the blind community, because once we know how to use one, we're going to be okay, you know, with an iPhone 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, etc.
Yeah, they're very accessible these days.
Yes. And the Androids are great phones. People like Androids of different types, but there's more discrepancy between manufacturers and between various models and so on.
Well, that's what I've heard. The iPhones are a more uniform experience from device to device because it's all controlled by Apple.
Yes.
But when you get different Android manufacturers selling phones, the experience can be different from phone to phone. So you have to be a little bit careful which phone you pick.
Yes, that's true. And you know, as far as I'm concerned, I have no preference for other people's, you know, whatever they choose is great. But, you know, that's just tends to be the trend that I see.
So when you come to these shows and events, do people ask you questions about how to use your devices or what devices they should use or the accessibility of these devices? Or are they coming to you with suggestions? How does this all work? How do these conferences you go to work?
Well, you know, they have exhibit halls. So people are walking around looking at various products and services and things throughout the exhibit hall. So they'll come by our booth and say, what do you have to offer? You know, what kind of plans? How much does it cost? Et cetera. You know, and what phones do you have today? Oh, it's time for me to upgrade. Can I upgrade now? Those kinds of things. We also offer promotions. In other words, we have $100 off of Uber. So $10 off of 10 Uber rides. If someone upgrades or becomes a Sprint customer, or a free KNFB reader application, put that on their phone, which is a $100 value as well. So those are some of the perks for a blind person joining or upgrading with Sprint. We do workshops at some of these shows. So for example, we might do an iPhone workshop depending on the format of the show. So we try and do some training and Q&A, and you know, everybody kind of teaches each other in those events, which is great.
And when you talk about these shows, you're talking about a lot of the blindness conventions like the NFB conventions or CSUN and conventions like that?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You've talked about some of these promotional items for the visually impaired and also some of these lower cost plans, et cetera. Are these available just at the conventions or can people obtain them some other way?
At the stores, at the conventions, anywhere.
And what are the eligibility requirements?
Well, just be blind.
So if a blind person walks into a regular Sprint store, do your regular Sprint employees know to offer this to them?
Not necessarily, no. I'd like them to. But, you know, that's not necessarily going to happen 100% of the time by any means. So what I'm trying to do is get my name out there to all the retail stores. And I bring them with me to all these events, too, many of the stores. So I'm trying to get my name out there. So they'll just call me when someone comes in to their store. And then I can help them help that person. So it's a little bit it's very manual at this point. But it doesn't have to just be me. And my team and I go out to stores and tell them about, you know, what we're doing and how it's working. And it's built into the training now, but it hasn't been for very long. So it's getting there. It's building, I would say. And if we can at least get them the customer care number, if we can at least get the stores to know the customer care number for people with disabilities, if they call that number, those people will make the required changes to their plan to get them the discounts and or the promotions as a blind person.
So basically, if a person with a disability walks into the store, you're trying to make it so that any staff member who sees somebody coming in with a disability says, here's the phone number to call, and they know about all the special promotions and special plans, and they're here to help you and answer any specific questions.
They will do the business at the store, but call this number to follow up, and they can apply the right codes.
It sounds like you have to know then about these services and ask for them in many cases. As you're rolling this out, it's not all known throughout the company.
No, it's not all known throughout the company. We're getting there.
Well, that's a good thing we're doing this show then, right? Now people know the right questions to ask.
Right. Yes.
Do you still provide free 411 service for people with vision impairments?
Yes. You just have to have a doctor's note and then 411 is free to you. That's all. It's just very straightforward, as a matter of fact.
Oh, this is for information.
Yeah, for information, yes. That's something people also can take advantage of.
You mentioned a while ago, and it might have even been the other show, that initially Sprint's disability assistance program focused on people with hearing impairments. I assume that was because initially these telephones were strictly audio devices, and as people have branched out to smartphones and tablets and other wireless devices, that now you need to focus on additional disabilities as well?
Well, I would say it's because the hard of hearing, and you know, for years, the FCC has been involved with Relay, because deaf and hard of hearing couldn't use phones. So they used an interpreter that would relay a call. So that's been a government system that's been set up forever. And that's been on wireline phones and so on and so forth. And that community is just getting into the cell phone side of things, meaning the deaf and hard of hearing are now, you know, getting more into the wireless side of things. But much of the deaf and hard of hearing business is selling to states and the government, who have to provide relay services to their state, their community. People who are blind, we don't have anything like that. In other words, there's no state anything that will get us a phone. And I don't know that it's only because of the vision thing, because, well, I guess we could always make a phone call because we could feel the buttons and so on and so forth. But I mean, everything is so visual now. You're right.
Yes, yes.
I guess that is why it's more important now than it used to be.
Well, you know, you talk about how the increasingly visual nature of cell phones is anything but a benefit for people with visual impairments. But although that's certainly true, The increasingly visual nature of smartphones also opens up some new options for people with hearing impairments. In fact, a couple of years ago, we were at a restaurant and we saw somebody at the other side of the room. She had propped up her smartphone and was conducting an entire conversation with somebody else via the telephone using American Sign Language. So that was something that she could not have done previously with just an audio-only telephone.
And in the end analysis, who would have thought that visually impaired folks would be willing to give up their buttons for a flat-screen display and then still have perfectly good access to phones? Technologies have really changed.
Exactly.
Are there any particular devices that you recommend for people with low vision? I'm thinking of phones with larger buttons for people who still use flip phones, or maybe other devices that are more accessible to people with low vision.
Not really. Meaning, I've not come across a great flip phone. We used some that just went out of service, and we're now looking for one that's, you know, really good. There's a device called the Revo that works alongside a smartphone that has buttons, that people like that very much. We don't sell it, but we're talking with the company because we think what they have is a good thing to offer. But I would say if you're trying to stay away from a flat screen, I don't have a super good recommendation for low vision flip phones, because what we were using was a Kyocera Dura XT, and that was good. But they discontinued it. So now we're on the search for another good one.
Yeah, because I was thinking there are often older people and they're not so savvy with high-tech iPhones, and they're just comfortable with something that can have buttons.
Yes, I agree with you. And I'm sure there's someone out there. We haven't found the right thing yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think Revo would even be too advanced for that.
Yeah.
You're looking for a great flip phone.
Yeah.
That has big buttons.
It's a small market.
You know, we seem to be going away from that, but you'd think with the aging population, we'd get back on it.
Yes. The Revo device is interesting. As I understand, that's a device that works along with your iPhone. If you don't want to work the touch display or the phones in your pocket, you can use this to actually push buttons and control what your phone is doing. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Cool. So you talked about some great programs that Sprint has for the visually impaired, some promotionals, some great service models, et cetera, and great outreach. Tell me, what is in this for Sprint? Why are they doing this?
They want customers.
And they're being good citizens.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Well, I mean, we would love to support the community, and it is a business, and we'd love to have as many customers to serve as possible.
Well, that's nice to know that they're being particularly nice to people with low vision.
Yeah. And I love that we hire people with disabilities to do this. You know, I think that's huge.
That's important also. Yes. In our previous episode, when we talked with you, we talked about the low employment rate among the visually impaired community, and that's really not so great. So it's nice that Sprint is also an advocate in terms of hiring people with disabilities.
Yes. Hiring people with disabilities to serve people with disabilities, I think, is a great business model. You know, I think the main thing is that we're really focused on and outreaching to this community. Typically, the whole time I've been in this role, we're the only wireless provider at the shows.
Oh, interesting.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. So we're glad about that.
Well, that does give you a competitive advantage, at least in that market segment.
Yes. Yes.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about Sprint's programs for people with vision loss and how to contact Kelly Egan.
So if people are interested in learning more about Sprint's accessibility services or want to avail themselves of some of these services, where would you direct them?
Well, there's a couple of ways. They could go to www.sprint.com/vision, and you would end up at a website, Sprint Vision, which has all of our plans, all of our products. It's fully accessible, and it's got some services on there, like we have a link to Hadley School for teaching how to use the iPhone. We have a couple of videos of our blind consumers using their phones. It's kind of cool, too. And the customer care line number is on there, so they can get all the information they would need if they want to do that. Or they could call the customer care number at 855-885-7568. And that's a customer care line for people with disabilities. They could also contact me. And my email is kelly.egan@sprint.com. And I'll be happy to direct them or help them get what they need, set them up with a store that might be near them that they can set up an appointment and get well taken care of.
And as you mentioned in the show, if you do have a visual impairment and walk into a Sprint store, if the salesperson doesn't tell you about any of these promotional items or great service contracts, you should just ask.
Right. And I'll give you my phone number, too, if you'd like. So if they get stuck.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
It is 720-988-6744. And that's my cell phone. So call me if you need help, and I will connect you with the people that can help you if it's not me.
And let Kelly know that you heard about all that on Eyes on Success. So as usual, you can find all that contact information that we talked about in the show notes associated with this episode at www.eyesonsuccess.net. And we'll also have instructions for signing up for our listener discussion forum if you'd like to do that and share your thoughts with other listeners. We've also done a number of related episodes about phones and different operating systems, and I would encourage you to just go to the search field on our website and enter the keyword phone or a specific operating system, and you'll find lots of shows that you can listen to about any of those topics.
That's it for show number 1934. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about the NaviLens navigation system. NaviLens uses your smartphone's camera to read pre-printed tags in order to provide visually impaired individuals with information pertinent to their environment. We'll speak with Borja Lopetegui, business developer at NaviLens, about how this innovative technology works and how you can use it for free in public spaces that have the technology or also for free at home for personal use. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey, and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. Browse the full archive of programs, find instructions for subscribing to the podcasts, and much more at www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also find us on iTunes and follow us on Facebook at Eyes on Success or Twitter at @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success, and have a nice day.